We're all different when it comes to sex, so I rarely find a product that makes me think every home should have one. However, I want to shout about splashblanket.com. They make cozy and crucially fluid-proof sheets, blankets, robes, and loads more for sex and anything else that might get messy. Use the code GOTN10, GOTN10, for 10% off at splashblanket.com. Every single purchase will help support this website.
This is Champagne and Lust, Parts 2 and 3, written and read by Sven Pritchard Erotica. My mind is foggy. My eyes are bleary. My mouth feels like it's full of cotton wool. I can feel the warmth of your body to one side of me. I can just hear the shallow breath of you sleeping. I can feel the telltale signs of a dishevelled bed around me and the pliable but firm casing of your vibrator under my pillow. My body hair is stiff and matted with the previous evening's sweat and cum, and the sweet scent of hard sex lingers in the air. The hotel is full of noises. Maids cleaning rooms, couples collecting their thrown clothes from the floor and furniture, people going about their regular lives in the street so many floors below, the shower in our ensuite running. I get halfway through thinking, who the fuck is in our shower? When the events of the past few hours flood my memory like a vivid dream. Nothing more is said as I am undressed by you both, giggling with each other, fueled by champagne and lust, kneeling in front of me, trying to decide between you who will taste me first. A compromise is made as the tip of my straining cock disappears between your kiss. The sensation of having two mouths, two tongues, two hungry passions on me sparks electricity up my spine. An overly audible fuck escapes my lips. Two pairs of eyes look up at me as my twitching dick is released. Red smiles and asks you if I'm always this vocal. And you mutter something I can't make out as Red takes me between her thick lips again. You bury your face in beneath her and take a testicle into your mouth, rolling your tongue over it and gently sucking at it. My eyes roll into the back of my head, partly due to pleasure, partly in disbelief that this is happening. My legs stiffen as the electricity amps up, something you recognise all too well, and you whisper into Red's ear as she swallows against the salty tip of my thick shaft. Slowly, she frees me, leaving strands of saliva hanging from my cock, swinging with every pulse of blood running through its veins. You both lay on the bed, Red's voice telling me to stay there as your eyes betray her. She doesn't have our connection, our need to be in and around each other. And tonight, that is a blessing, as she is determined to enjoy us for herself as much as we will enjoy her. Her hand slips under the sheets and resurfaces with your vibrator, the one you brought to our last encounter but didn't get around to using. Her other hand is trailing over your lingerie as you playfully stroke your nipples, making it clear that you're going to indulge Red for the time being, but my time is coming. Her hand pushes your panties to the side, exposing your sodden cunt to the room, to me. Your eyes don't leave mine as Red presses two fingers against your clit and begins to circle. And the fact you didn't flinch tells me that this isn't the first time you two ladies have done this tonight. Your eyes close and your back arches and she dips her fingers into you and curls them up inside, expertly finding that spot you thought I was the only person who could hit that quickly. She pushes the vibrator through her fire-coloured thatch of pubic hair and up against her wet lips, letting a little moan escape as the oscillation of the dildo sends shivers around her body. You open your eyes to watch her fuck herself as she fingers you. Your gaze moves back to me, down to my crotch. My cock stood to attention, waiting for his orders. You can feel the edge of your want approaching fast and move your fingers to your clit, hurriedly rubbing it as Red moves her fingertips inside you, pushing that warmth of orgasm around your body, flushing your face, forcing you to bite your lip as your already soaked pussy gushes over her hand. She nibbles on your unpierced nipple as you come, sending another wave of body-shuddering pleasure through you. You raise a hand and push Red onto her back, taking her hand from the deep-buried vibe buzzing away inside her. As you nestle yourself between her glistening thighs, you both look back at me stroking my penis in anticipation. "You're up," Red says, her voice rising into a squeal as you plunge the vibe deeper into her and pull her clit into your mouth. I am stunned. Rooted to the spot, having never seen you this fierce with anyone, including me, I am mesmerized and insanely turned on. My cock almost hurts with the knowledge of what I'm about to be a part of. "Hurry up and fuck me while I eat her out," comes the order. Red giggles as she starts to come, her short breaths turning into profanities as your tongue flicks her swollen clit and your hand fucks her with your vibe. I'm behind you in a flash, pushing your soaked labour apart with my cockhead and stretching you with every thick inch as it enters you. A gasp betrays your rhythm with Red, and the offbeat throws her into an orgasm. She shakes and swears and shudders as she comes, your face contorted in ecstasy as I hard fuck you from behind, plunging my dick deep into you, abnormally engorged from the sight of you fucking another woman, making her squirt up your arm and over your mouth, making your cunt contract and grip my cock even tighter, pushing you over to the edge and into your own gasm, splashing my balls and my stomach with your own cum. I slow down, only to survey the sexual carnage beneath me. I push my full length into you and reach down to squeeze two fingers into Red's sopping pussy. "There's more where those come from," you say, as you take two fingers and join me inside our new friend. "Plenty fucking more," Red exclaims as she giggles and squeals again. Part 3. I'm busy reminiscing about the evening before, as Red steps out of the bathroom, naked, but for the towel she's drying her hair with. She surveys the room, her eyes tracing the form of your sleeping body, then wandering over to the obvious bulge that betrays my innocent face. She looks at me and smiles. "At least one of you's awake," she says, as she slinks over to the bed and peels the duvet from my nakedness, freeing my trapped erection and allowing it to bask in her gaze. She peers over at you again, wondering if you'll mind what she's planning, hoping that you'll wake up and join in. Red slithers between my legs, elbows resting on my hard thighs, both hands around my cock, slowly squeezing and massaging its shaft, running her fingers over my swollen tip, her eyes taking in every vein and ridge. She says nothing. The only sound coming from her is the internal moan she makes as she wraps her lips around my dick and tastes last night. As I hit the back of her throat, the previous few hours' memories attack my senses. The faces you both pulled as wave after wave of orgasmic pleasure hit you. Her tongue flits the taut line between my tip and my length. The honour of fucking the both of you with my fingers as you kissed. Red takes me into her throat and swallows against my cock. you riding her face, her tongue deep inside you as you watched from above as her flame-haired cunt devoured my thick shaft. She pulls back and hastily spreads her saliva over every inch of my dick. Red filling you with a vibrator as I fucked you in the arse, causing you to lose control of your senses, covering us both in your cum as you blacked out for a second, waking up to two tongues lapping at your quivering holes. She runs both hands over my spit-soaked cockhead as she nuzzles the base of my balls. My eventual eruption, covering your stomach and breasts, seemingly never ending, being lapped up by our new friend off of your skin, and then the two of you sharing a cum-covered kiss as I teased the two glistening cunts offered to me. My whole body stiffens and burns as I orgasm, my cock angled. Red takes the hot load against her face, opening her mouth to catch as much cum as she can, her hands milking my twitching dick. She slinks up my body and kisses me, releasing my own juices into my mouth, her tongue aggressively playing with mine. The unfamiliar taste stiffens my cock again, pressing against Red's engorged clit, lighting her eyes up as a rivulet of wet runs down my shaft. She pulls her sticky mouth away from mine. "Do you think she will mind?" she asks, a poor attempt at an innocent look on her face. "No, I wouldn't mind at all," comes your reply. "I've been watching you suck that cock for a while now. The least you can do is enjoy it." The mixture of surprise and embarrassment is overwhelmed by the pressure of penetration, the initial pop of wet lips allowing cock to pass, that first feeling of tight, hot, all-encompassing flesh envelop a rigidly thick dick. Red moans in delight as I slowly fuck her with deliberately long and slow strokes, her ample tits in my hands. I watch you watching my cock bury itself in her, your eyes wide with hunger and fascination, jealousy and need, appreciation and desire. You replace my hands with yours, taking Red's nipples in between your fingers and thumbs. She gasps as you swing your leg over my body and position your already glistening cunt over my face. "Did you think I was going to let you two have all the fun this morning?" There are laughs all around as the hint of tension is broken and you lower your sweet-scented pussy onto my lips, kissing our newfound fuck buddy deeply, knowing that she is our plaything for this weekend, and after that the cock that is fucking her right now will be all yours again. If you enjoyed that, you can find more of me on Mastodon at Sven Pritchard Erotica, and more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.